Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. This time we're going to get Bob Jean sing one for us. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. It's a time like no other time before, and we're shining forth as the stars forevermore. We're at a point which is clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. It's a defining moment. Hear the trumpet sound, a great jubilee with the wives, saints all around. And it's clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. Oh, it's a defining moment. Hear the trumpet sound, a great jubilee with the wives, saints all around. And it's clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. Now the glorified flesh and bones is emphasized, made from the Lord's very own. We're at a point which is clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. It's a defining moment. Hear the trumpet sound, a great jubilee with the wives, saints all around. And it's clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. Oh, it's a defining moment. Hear the trumpet sound, a great jubilee with the wives, saints all around. And it's clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. Now the glorified flesh and bones is emphasized, made from the Lord's very own. We're at a point which is clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. It's a defining moment. Hear the trumpet sound, a great jubilee with the wise saints all around. And it's clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. Oh, it's a defining moment. Hear the trumpet sound, a great jubilee with the wives, saints all around. And it's clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. And it's clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Barbara. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. All right. Amen. All right. It's time to begin our service today. We just appreciate the Lord. Appreciate all the good things that he does for us. Hallelujah. He doeth all things well, the Bible says. And we certainly know that to be the truth, and we appreciate him. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, today let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Luke, the third chapter. The book of Luke, the third chapter. Amen. It's a very good chapter here. Give some genealogies and so on here. Amen. But I want to use it in starting on the title here of the message. I want to take this title something like this: For God's Two Sons, There Is Restoration Plus. For God's Two Sons, There Is Restoration Plus. And that plus is where we come in at. Amen. And that plus is at the end of the millennium, where we go into eternal age as the restoration is complete. And then the plus, it'll be just like God ordained it before the world was. Amen. And then for us, the plus, I'm saying this ahead of time so you'll have some footing as to where we're going. And for the restoration of the second son, the Lord from heaven, amen, it's the plus is where we're living today. The restoration is what Paul started in the engaging a virgin to be married, but it fell away. But that was restoration. Now we go into the restoration plus when we eat the little bug. Say amen. So those are the thoughts I want to look at. But first of all, let's just bow ahead in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray you take and bless the word. It's already blessed, but bless us that we may speak words that will bring out the meaning and bless your people. In Jesus Christ's wonderful, wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Now here in the book of Luke, I like the way Luke started giving some genealogies here of Adam. And he went back, started and went backwards up to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all of them. And so it's real good, but I just wanted to get to one verse. Luke 3:38. As he picks up here, as God began to unravel those leading backwards to, it got to a place where it got to Adam, the son of God. You couldn't go no further back than that in this situation. For it says here, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, that's Adam's first son, which was the son of Adam, say Seth, the son of Adam. Then here's what I want you to know, which was the son of God. Now, last week we spoke on this psalm and how as we bore the earthly, we bear the heavenly, and we began to show some of the things, and it generated quite a bit of interest in the message last week. And so I had to leave a lot of it out. I left out about the serpent, how the serpent came to Eve there, and that was on purpose because I didn't want to overload us with so much scripture. We couldn't get through it all. But we find that the serpent came in there and deceived Eve, beguiled her, and there came forth Cain, and from Cain, you know, on his lineage and his seed, it began to give some of the genealogy of it, and it shows that in Cain's seed, there was a first polygamy took place, and also Lamech, he slain the man, and it was violence in the land of the Cain. God sent Cain to the land of Nod, which means land of wandering. And it don't give how long they lived and all that. It just stops off. But when we come to Adam's seed, which is Seth, you can start there and it brings it all the way through. They live 800 and 900 years. Methuselah lived 969 years. And it wasn't unusual for one to live 800, 900. That was the kind of the age they lived. And there was righteousness among them to the point that they were called the sons of God. And this went on for more than 1,000 years. And everything there was just, that was a perfect people on earth. Amen. But they were due a trial. They had to go through a trial. And on the other lineage, well, first of all, let's get with the Seth's lineage. There were sons and daughters born to them, and it gives name. And it was pretty much of a balance, the right amount of sons and right amounts of daughters. And that was righteousness in the land, see. But then when Cain's line began to multiply, the women began to come over. Evidently there was a shortage of men or whatever it might have been, caused them to do it. It was a total upset of the human race, because here was a group of people. They didn't come directly from Adam and Eve. They came from Eve and the serpent. So they were of the serpent seed and so on. And we've got that in several books, but basically the trail of the serpent. And so we're not going to go into that, but I want to bring that in. And when we get to Genesis chapter 6, and along in there we find that the sons of, 56, we find the sons of God saw the daughters of men. And then the way they were dressed, no doubt, and they were very enticing, and they took unto them wives or women, as many as they choose. And it become like it is today we're living in. And there becomes sin in the land, and the earth was filled with violence. And some of the children that was born to them was big giants of wise and scientific like that. And the thoughts of their heart was evil continuously. So what did God do? He sent the flood and destroyed all of them off the face of the earth, with the exception of Noah and his family. Amen. And then God started over new. But prior to that, the seed of Adam, as it came through, there was the righteous. Not all of them went with the serpent, the seed. And not all of them was fell short as it did, like they saw the daughters of men and took unto them wives. It says the sons of God. Amen. Not all of them did it. That was some we take in that day and time. That was Methuselah. And that was Enoch. Enoch was a man that he just walked with God. All the violence, everything going on around, it didn't affect him. He just walked with God and many years there. And he walked with God, and he was not. God took him, the Bible said. And Paul tells us in the Hebrews 11 that he was translated. Glory to God. So in all of that, we can see the seed of Adam come all the way through. And after Noah's day, we're going to move quickly here. We come on down. There was men like Abraham that believed God. And the different ones that really believed God and stayed true to God's word. And we can see that seed coming all the way through. Yet, you could say it was almost, the light was almost put out. But no, God spared it. And can you compare that with the seven church ages? It was like that coming through the seven church ages. Amen. But there come a time when God's going to restore back all of this plus. Amen. Now that plus is where we want to get to today. That's a very important part. So as we read our scripture, that God has two sons. It says Adam, the son of God. But then John 3:16, one of our favorite scriptures again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth upon him should not perish but have everlasting life. So Paul picked up Adam, and also he picked up the son of God. The first man was natural, but the second man spiritual. And I brought that in last week. And we're partakers the human race partakes of both. Amen. And those that are born again. And the seed just kept coming on through, and I'm getting over here at total restoration. And I suppose you notice I'm skipping, making some skips here, just pick up here and pick up there, because if I tried to take the whole lineage, it would take time. It would take several messages. I read that yesterday about the genealogy and all these, how the great men of God from Seth's line. But I was surprised. I knew it, but I guess I just reread it, and it just the serpent, Cain's seed, it just stops off, and it don't tell how long they live and how long this is, as though it just weren't worthy to put in Scripture, because it wasn't the seed of God to begin with. Amen. The only way the serpent seed could have life would be mixed with the sons of God. And that's what they did there at flood, and God destroyed it all. But he didn't destroy Adam's seed. Amen. It kept right on coming through. And we're not going to get in all this year. But we see the seed of God came all the way through, because when God planned something, God ordained something. Amen. Though there be some bumps in the road, we'll say, and these were more than bumps in the road, big chasm like the Grand Canyon in the road. Amen. Yet it don't stop God's plan. It just magnify God's plan. Can you say amen? Yeah. Amen. When you get a trial, it don't stop you from doing what God told you to do. It just magnified. Hallelujah. And God is pleased, and God smiles on it. Praise the Lord. Now, as we look at this today, so I'm going to be doing a lot of talking, maybe more talking than reading today. Amen. So we get to the day we're living in. The earth is basically the same way it was in the days of Noah. Amen. Before the flood, men's hearts are evil continue, and there's sin on every hand, and there's carnality, and there's all kinds of religion. Amen. But mixed with all that, out here, God still has a seed. Amen. And there's going to be some seeds, natural seeds and spiritual seeds. There's 144,000 to come forth to preach in that great tribulation, the worst of the worst time. Amen. And they'll call out the people, and they'll preach this, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. Fear God, give glory to him. It won't be a message, repent or get baptized or any of those things. It won't be a message to become part of the wife. That's already took place. The wife's already raptured away. Hallelujah. So we got all that. And then goes to that great time of the day of the Lord. I have a message on 30 dreadful days for the earth dwellers, which takes us through the day of the Lord and the destruction of all kingdoms. There ain't nothing left. Amen. The 10 horns of Europe, they're still over there in the Middle East. Amen. And when the Lord Jesus come back with his wife, they will turn and fight against the Lord Jesus, but he'll smite them with the sword of his mouth. That means speaking the word. Amen. A great battle like the world has never seen. And that's the Battle of Armageddon. This is ending the Battle of Armageddon. The ten horns says, we're gonna take over. No, they're not. They're going to fight against the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but the King of Kings will just speak the word. He will fight the battle. Glory to God. And it won't be that he's got to get out there and fight himself, because he got word. Amen. And that's the sword of his mouth. Out of his mouth come a double-edged sword. And then at that time, after the dreadful day of the Lord, the earth goes into the millennium. Amen. But before God allows anyone to go into the millennium, there will be the Lord Jesus Christ set on his throne, the throne of his glory, not the throne of God, but his throne. Amen. And there will be gathered before him all nations, and he will separate them as a shepherd separate the sheep from the goat. Amen. And these here people are still alive. They're still in their natural. Amen. They came through that great tribulation, the day of the Lord. Now God's fixing to start the restoration, restoring back even Adam's seed. Amen. To longevity. There will no one die in the millennia except those that just refuse to come along with God's plan. And at that time, they can't blame it on the devil, because when the Lord Jesus comes, first thing you do is bind the devil and cast him into the bottomless pit. Not into hell, but in the bottomless pit, because he's got to be loosed again to try the people that's born and raised in the millennia, just like he tries all the people that goes into eternal life. Now, there'll be people living in the millennia, and there'll be people 700, 800, 900 years old. Amen. Up near 1,000 years old. And it's God's restore. It's a restoration of what it has been. When you look at history, you see a people that lived to be near 1,000 years old. Amen. You see a people that's, they live so righteous that they're called the sons of God, see? Amen. And they're the direct seed of Adam, see? Now, it'll be 3,000 or 4,000 years before Jesus ever born, see? Amen. At the time that the Adam's seed was on the earth, and there was such a righteous nations. Amen. The earth was filled with righteousness, as the water covered the sea, with the exception of that land of Nod. There, everything bad was going on. Amen. But Adam's seed was right there. Then, once Adam's seed fell, they listened to the serpent through the lust of the flesh and so on, and the flood came. Then God had to start all over again, and that's when he started with Noah and those. I was going to get some of those names, show you how it came through, but I didn't want to take, it would be a 3 or 4 weeks lesson to take and get these names and trace Adam's seed right on through, see? Amen. Is it? But God, he started over, and he will take care of his seed. Amen. When he called a man named Abraham, glory to God, he began to establish in the earth a nation. There was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the 12 tribes of Israel. And God began to work through that. That's where the temple was built. And there's where there was a man named David. Glory to God, and fighting the battle. And then there was Solomon, the wisest man that's ever lived up to that time. And all those things, it was Adam's seed, Adam's race, coming right on down through. Hallelujah. And came right on up to the time when the Lord Jesus Christ was born. By the time the Lord Jesus Christ was born, they had established a religious system. And the Antichrist had did just like he always done. He came in and took control of it. That when the Lord Jesus Christ comes saying, I'm the Son of God, they went about to kill him because he said, you're saying God's your father. Amen. Well, God was and is. Amen. Not only that, but he had two sons, and both of them is going to play their part as he ordained before there was ever a fall. Hallelujah. Now, restoration plus, I want you to get that title, restoration, that's the millennia, where he restores it back like it has been before. Amen. And this time the old devil ain't there to agitate and so on. Except for the last little season, God will turn them loose and let them be tried. But there will be such a righteous time, such a glorious time with earthly, natural, unborn again people, because Adam's race were not to be born again anyway, because until the fall, they would never had to have but the one birth, see. Amen. They were to live in the natural, not be translated, or any of these things. Amen. Like the wife of the Lamb. We get that a little bit. I don't want to mix it too much here. Just get Adam's line. And we go into the millennia. That's when Jesus separates the people as separating from the sheep from the goat. And he'll say to Simon, enter into the kingdom prepared for you of my Father to the sheep. And said, I was in prison, you visited me, I was sick, and so on like that. And they said, when, Lord? He said, for as much as you did the least of thee, my brethren. That's it. That basically, they secured Israel like they did in the Second World War. Amen. Where they hid them away when Hitler came. Hitler's aim was to kill every Jew. Amen. But you can't kill the seed of God, because God got somebody who will move on the scene. That was Carrie Ten Boom, I believe, a lady that became very instrumental hiding Jews away in her home. And we have the book like that in my father's house and different one. Amen. We see how God made a way. And see, he kept that seed alive because he knew the millennium was coming. He knew that this would be complete restoration, and that seed of Adam stayed alive all the way through there, see. Amen. And we get through that time period and brings us right up to the time we're in, and now we're about to enter in, the world's about to enter into the great tribulation period. Amen. And there's where he will gather the nation together and separate them. But he'll say to them on the left hand, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Amen. And they'll melt away. There's a scripture in Zechariah talk about something melting away while they stand on their feet. Amen. There'll be no more, but there we'll walk out into the millennium. A people that's born and raised in this generation. Amen. Those that had a good heart towards God, not necessarily those that has been born again. We're not talking about born again people here. Amen. But people with a good heart that had a good moral life, live a good moral life and all these things, they'll go right into that millennial reign, and they'll begin to marry, have children, and so on, raise families, and not a one of them, amen, is going to be subject to death and sickness and any of those things. Hallelujah. Oh, can you see? This is only, and this is only one stage. This is only restoration. See, this is only restoration. They still got that trial there at the end of the millennium to go into the final plus, where everything's perfect and always will be, and there'll be a people take care of this earth. Barbara and I was looking at something on YouTube. I believe it was some nice places in Israel and different places where they got those places fixed so it just takes your breath away how they did those things in certain temples and so on, and the surrounding, especially one, I forgot what it was now. But the thing is, wherever that, we were over in, I believe in Malawi, Africa, and it was weren't too civilized, we would say a lot, but that was, we come in a little town, not a big town, it's Lusaka, and that was a Holiday Inn. As we turned off the main road coming to Holiday Inn, it's like going into paradise. The way things were, how it was dressed, how beautiful the surroundings, and you just felt right at home when you got there, see? Amen. Well, that's the way God wants the whole thing. See, he wants this thing to be, that's what Adam did. See, if we had the time, I did it on another message. I took another message and showed you how he says multiply and says conquer the earth and subdue it. And in other words, he created the Garden of Eden. He said, I want you to make this like the Garden of Eden all over. Amen. And so it fell away, went away, but it didn't go away to stay. Hallelujah, it's back. Glory to God. It's like the millennia. In that millennia, 400 or 500 years over into the millennia, you're going to, if you, when you look at it, you're going to be, if you went from right now to then, you would be so shocked to see the glory of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he sits there on the throne and his wife with him. And what a beautiful, beautiful kingdom. Amen. But it don't stay that way. That's only the restoration. He restores back what has been, not the Lord Jesus Christ. We're over in the days of Adam, but he restored back to a people where they could be called the sons of God. They were righteous. There was no murder among them, no rape or any of these things. It was just totally beautiful, and that lasted for well over 1,000 years, see. But this, now we bring, it fell away at the flood, it all destroyed. But now we start the restoration back. Amen. I'm talking natural people here. We start the restoration back when they pass the throne of, that's Matthew chapter 25, when they pass the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ, his throne, and is allowed to go, it says unto them those beautiful words, enter into the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Amen. A lot of people take that, then I guess I have in the past, as that's when we'll be judged and go into eternal life. But no, that's go into the millennium. Amen. Go into this kingdom that God's prepared for you. And this is a total, absolute, total restoration. Hallelujah. Of what was back there in, you read in Genesis about it, how the men lived so long and so on. A beautiful place, and they were called the sons of God. Amen. The devil thought it was gone. The devil thought he would destroy him. Amen. But the only thing the devil did is just prove that God's word is true. Amen. He proved that God's word is true. What we see today just proved God's word is true. That God did a certain thing, he's going to do a certain thing, and though it got off track, and that was on purpose for the sake of trials and so on, yet it comes right back. In the millennium is a total restoration. Now restoration is something that has been. It's a total restoration of that time in history, starting in Genesis there, where the sons of God, amen, lived on this earth 1,000 years, where there was right, and there was a people that could be and was called the sons of God. Hallelujah. Now we go into the millennium, get right back to that play. Restored, that's the restoration of it. Amen. Now it's got to go through the millennium, and it's a wonderful time it will be. But at the end, Satan will be loosed out of his presence. What for? To try those that were born and raised in the millennium, and there's still some serpent seed left. Amen. The nature of it, it'll all be judged and cast into the lake of fire. Amen. And the devil will be cast in the lake of death, and hell will be cast in the lake of fire. And the devil's no more, and death is no more. And there, Adam's seed. Amen. Now, here's the plus. Not only was restored, but now they got to earth. God takes them into eternity. I sometimes say the eternal age, but I think if I use age, it would seem would signify it will come to an end. But when I say eternity, take them into eternity, there'll be no more death among the people, and they will be so happy. And I've had the time today, I would take, and they will be those nations. There'll be nations that come up to Jerusalem to worship, and those that come sit under the tree of life, amen, and drink that water freely and rejoice in the Lord and go back to their farms and go back to the things they're doing, so happy, so contented, and God will smile upon them. He said, this is what I saw before the world was. Amen. What did he do? Not only did he bring perfect restoration to Adam's seed, amen, but he, not only that, but he gave him that plus, take him into the perfection beyond perfection, where they would live forever, and the earth would be such a beautiful place that it would defy imagination. Hallelujah. There you are. Praise God. Now, I probably didn't take enough time on that, but if I take any more, I can't get the other in like I ought to. But that gives you a profile, and you can think about it and read about it And I have gone over and those men follow them and read the Bible through many, many times, many years ago. But now we're living in this moment in the twinkling of an eye. We have a short time. So I just give you an overview. That's just an overview from Adam to the eternal age. Amen. God's two sons. What did I entitle this? Let me look here. For God's two sons, there is restoration plus. There's restoration plus. See, the restoration is for Adam's seed is definitely the millennium. Amen. Where the natural people be on earth and they'll be so happy. Well, they'll build houses and live in them, and they won't build a house and another inhabit. In other words, they're not going to build a house, fix things up, get their vineyards fixed, get everything going, all of a sudden have a heart attack and die. No, they'll go right on living, praising God in perfect health. That's restoration. Amen. But when we get to the plus, that's when they pass the great white throne judgment. There's where it judge all, cast them in the bottomless pit, and when something goes in, cast them into hell. When death and hell give up the grave, see, that all those all the way through, they'll be judged and cast in the lake of fire. Amen. And that will be the time when death will be destroyed, the devil will be destroyed, and all of that will just something that has been. We look at the prehistorical age, the prehistorical man, and all that today. All that was something that has been. It's in the past. It's not even in, we don't even have a memory of it because we weren't part of it. Amen. But when we go into this, whether the natural people or the spiritual people, amen, God will not go, they don't carry a lot of stuff in there with them. Where did I do right here? Did I do right there? And all kind of stuff like that. Amen. Because all that's taken care of when they pass the great white throne. Now, we find there, and I'm going to quickly say this because I got to move on to the other part. We go there when the Bible says at that great white throne judgment there, says the books were open. Now, that's books of deeds. And be sure we say books. The books were open. The judge, and they were judged out of those things according to their works. Amen. How they've been. That is to determine how long they will be in hell. Some of them might not even hit the flame till they done already gone, you know. Amen. Others that have been very vile and evil in this life, they will probably have longer sentences, see. Amen. Because they all don't stay the same. Even Jesus said, these shall receive the greater damnation. These religious people that those spirit of Antichrist on that try to deceive, he said, these will receive the greater damnation. So we get that. But I want you to know that the books were open. But then it says, and the book of life were open. What's the book of life for now? It's for those that were born and raised of natural people in the millennium. Amen. That's when he opened the door, we would say, into eternity. And they enter in to live throughout eternity. It wouldn't be throughout. But live in eternity. When I'm talking about eternity, it didn't have a beginning, won't have an end. So they live in that. That's that new earth. And there is the plus. Remember, the millennia was the restoration for them. But the plus is this eternal age. That's more than they had in the Genesis. That's more than they had in the millennia. Amen. Because in the millennia, there was still some death. This year is the plus where everything is perfect, 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 beyond perfection, say. Amen. Now, we're going to skip over to the restoration of God's Son. Only begotten Son. Amen. And his seed. It went similar to what happened with Adam's seed. Amen. They fell away, and we see how, first of all, how Israel's gone through all the things it went through, In 70 A.D., Titus marched in, destroyed the city, and they've been sent to all nations as slaves and so on. But restoration plus. Amen. God began to restore back. Now there's one of the strongest nations in the Middle East, see. Amen. Well, that's restoration, because that's the way there was in the days of David and Solomon. Nobody challenged them. Hallelujah. They were strong people. Amen. Now, that's the plus, but that's the restoration. But the plus is when they come into the millennium also. Amen. They'll go right on through. Let me say that, back up on that, say, the plus is in eternity, see. That's when God, the city come down the wall. You got your 12 gates, 12 foundations, and the apostles and all that. Amen. That's the restoration of what Israel was designed to be to begin with. Amen. And we see that whole area there where the wife of the lamb's at, the city. We got all that in the other books. Amen. But as we go into eternity, that's when we could say we look up and see the city come. But actually what it is, it's the glory of God come down on what he has produced up to this time. And there's where they go in that plus. Nothing else to be done. It's perfect perfection upon perfection. Amen. But we're getting into the wife of the Lamb. Now, when you read the four Gospels and the writings of the book of Acts, writings of Paul, first we see when the Holy Ghost came, that was such a great thing. Even Peter walked on the streets of Jerusalem, and his shadow, when his shadow touched those that were sick, they just got up well, see. Oh, such power. Oh, such greatness. And then went on that way for about 3 or 4 years probably. And then God struck a man down on the way to Damascus named Paul. And I'm going to run through this real quick. Not run through it, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time because I won't get through it. He began to preach a new type gospel. And this gospel that he began to preach, it was so far-fetched in the eyes of the Jewish apostles because they wouldn't have anything to do with him. They said, let Peter and Paul go preach to them people out there. We'll preach to the brethren, and we'll preach to the circumcision. And he went forth, and he began to preach to a people, and he had a message that created a different group, neither Jew nor Gentile. Now, this is going to be important here. New group, and this new group become the virgin to be married to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. But it went only a few years. What happened? It happened exactly like it did with all the others. There was a great falling away. They went into the church age, and you can hardly find traces. You have to be search very much to find traces of the men and women that stood for God coming through them darkest of dark ages. And thank God there was a man, Cain, Brother William Brown, that preached on the seven church ages, and he shows how that dark age, so there was hardly any light at all. And then God bore witness of the eclipse of the moon, and there was a man that took pictures of it to start with, and where just a little bit of darkness and all, and finally the final blackout was right at the end. That's the seven church ages as the church came through. But then God sent back the power of God, the Holy Ghost, amen, in the same power, the same way, or similar way as it was on the day of Pentecost. Amen. This started in about 1906, there's earlier dates. But that was such a restoration. People began to turn their hearts to God, and people began to look to God again. Well, what was it doing? It was bringing back what has been a restoration. Amen. But I'm talking about restoration plus. Amen. I'm talking about the group of people in the earth become the very wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. That can't die. Amen. There's nothing in there but life. Amen. When they pass this certain point, there's nothing in there but life, and it can't be messed with because it's restoration plus. Now see, that early church, the virgin never was married. They died and went to the grave and so on like that. But was that the end of it? No, because we read in the book of Galatians chapter 4, verse 14, that the Lord come to earth, amen, and bring with him those souls, those spirits, those that were part of his wife. Now, this is a new people, amen, not necessarily from Adam's seed or something of that nature. This is a new seed. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. Yeah, get it. So in case you want to check that, that's good. Well, he brought them back, and what did they do? Amen. They're restored back. Amen. Completely. Amen. All that they had back there. And then we go into the plus, which is now, and that's the Lord. As he came, he brought a little book. Hallelujah. And that's Revelation chapter 10. And he told us to eat the little book. And we took it and ate it, and there came not a restoration, but a restoration plus. Hallelujah. This is plus restoration because they never was married. They were only the virgin. Amen. And they still had living under the law of what we call that? Law of survival law. And they had to go to the grave and life. The life of God could barely be seen in them coming through the dark age. But here they are back again, full of glory. Amen. Going far beyond what the early church went. Hallelujah. Because the early church did not go into glorification. But Paul was preaching about it. Paul was telling about it. But that was the only thing he could do, tell about it. Because God let it go into that dark age. Like Adam's seed there. In the beginning, yes, they went 1,000 years more just rejoicing and called the sons of God, but they fell. Amen. And that's the way the church did. It went for a while, fell, but God bringing it back, and the restoration began to take place along in 1906, the Pentecostal way, we could say. And then on down, that was restoration. But when the restoration was complete, here comes something brand spank new. Now, we've been bringing in a good bit here, and it has to be brought in here. No way to avoid it, even if it takes a few extra moments. That Jesus Christ was just like Adam was. He had in him male and female, see? Amen. And that was the spirit, because that's what God is, God's spirit, male and female. And I brought that in, preached on the two them. And I've been bringing this in. And when the Lord Jesus Christ came, or when Christ came and brought that spirit with him, glory to God, and there was a marriage took place. And we have a message, I believe, not long back. It's called, could you give me that message title about producing children with no light, no death? The masculine part of Christ and the feminine part of Christ marrying together produce a people, amen, with no death in them. Well, there's where we're at now, and that is the plus, amen. So all of this, it's a different seed. It's the seed, not the seed of Adam particularly, amen, but it's the seed, very seed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's produces a people, he gives a message. And the way he does it, he gives it the word in a message, and this message is the trump of God. And as it sounds, and it goes right to the heart of those that are ordained to hear it, amen, it completely changed them over. They know then that they're not a Jew, they're not a Gentile, they're not part of the regular human realm, but there are special people that glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah. It's part of that word that was with the Father before the world was. Paul brought that in. You were part of him, predestinated in him, Amen. And we become that, and we're here on earth today. Amen. A people unlike anything that's ever been. No, yes, there's been a restoration, but there's never been the plus. This is the plus. Hallelujah. This is bring all things in completion, even to the rapturing of the church. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we look at these things and see these things, we see what God saw for the two sons has now become a reality, or is becoming, like the millennia and all that. And we have eaten the little book, and that little book was that seed, that germ, just like the angel came to Mary, you know, and said, you'll bear a child. And that child was a word child. Amen. We eat in the little book, we become part of that word. And Paul, by prophetic utterance, said in the fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians, said, now you have become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Amen. And he said, this is I speak of the marriage, and this is a great mystery. Hallelujah. But it's not a great mystery to us, because we know that we are the wife of the Lamb. Can you say amen? There is your restoration plus. A lot of time we hear preachers, there's a restoration. God's restoring back. Well, I believe they may be a little bit behind here. When it comes to the wife of the Lamb, he's already restored back. Now we're in that plus, and that plus is the moment in the twinkling of an eye at the end of it. And that's where we'll actually be changed. The trump of God shall sound. Amen. The dead will come forth. Amen. And we'll be changed in the moment and in the twinkling of an eye. We're in that moment and we're twinkling. Yes, amen. So the trump. So Paul was telling it shall. But that shall has already come into being, see. That's the thing about it. The trumpet's sounding right now. And it will continue to sound till the rapture is fully completed. Amen. And we're on our way up. And the Bible says together, we'll be called up together with those that were in the days of Paul. They're hearing the same thing we're hearing. Amen. It takes this message to put glorified flesh and bone on them, and they're getting the same thing we're getting. They're rejoicing the same way we're rejoicing, and they're getting that plus. They got the restoration when they were resurrected. When the Lord brought the spirits back to earth, they got their restoration. See, in other words, they were back now, back down restoration. But now they get the plus, and the plus is the message that put glorified flesh and bones on those souls. Amen, and cause them to be with us. Amen. Hallelujah. And together we'll stand together. Hallelujah. All the saints. Somebody said, how many of you have in church today? Well, I don't know. Amen. I don't know. Maybe Paul, maybe Arenas, maybe the seven church age messengers, and maybe some of them. I don't know exactly who all. Amen. But God one day will make them visible among us before we go up in the rapture, because it's together we go up, and together we meet him. Hallelujah. Amen. So the title of a message today, for God's two son, there is restoration plus. And there's another scripture I didn't get a chance to read. Amen. How many sees it today? Amen. So I wanted to bring that in. But let me say about Adam's seed here. Amen. Adam's seed had to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, just like all people had to be redeemed, because Jesus took that book, he redeemed a bloody lamb, he bought everything in it. Adam lost the earth, yes, by forfeiting his right by going over to take a wife Eve, and all that's in the plan of God. But here comes Jesus. Amen. There at Calvary, the bloody lamb took the little book and bought the whole body and paid for it. Hallelujah. And that includes Adam and all, everyone. Amen. He's God's only begotten son, the Redeemer. And Adam is never, never, ever called the Lamb of God. Amen. Adam killed the lamb, as sacrifice. That's what they did, to kill lambs and different things. But Jesus came as the Lamb of God. And the Bible says we are the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. The one that paid it all. There's a song that says Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left the crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. Amen. I want to be sure to get that in and let someone think that Jesus maybe not see his position in the sense of the high exalted. God exalted him. Amen. And gave him a name above every name. Amen. And he sits on that throne of God in that eternal time period. Well, not time period. There I go again. That in eternity, and the glory of God to be so much on the Lord Jesus Christ, that if you want to see the face of God, you look at him. Amen. The Bible says he'll sit on the throne, and his name shall be in their forehead. Amen. So it all still winds up, the glory of God hovering over Jesus, God's Son. Amen. While Adam's race, Adam, the natural people, are having such glorious time taking care of the earth, and they love to do it. That's what their job is. Amen. God didn't put this earth out here a big ball of clay or something just rolling in space. No, it's the most beautiful thing. It's a special place. It's a special planet. Of all the plantational things out there, there's nothing like the earth. And of all the people of the world, there's nothing like the wife. Amen. Do you love him today? Amen. So we're living in that plus. We're not living in restoration. And occasionally I'll say, God restored back. But God did restore back, but now we're living in that plus. Amen. Fact is, we're at the end of the moment and the twinkling of an eye. Praise God. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, just thank you, Lord, today. Lord, for another privilege to come and speak your word. And we just thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that you restorate, that we came through that restoration of the virgin restorated back. But that didn't stop. There was a marriage, and she's part of the whole thing. Amen. Just like from the days of Paul all the way through. Although the serpent tried his best to stop it, he couldn't do it. Lord, I just pray now, you take these words now, that you'll use them for your glory. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. All right. All right. Praise God. All right. Bobby, you have one for us now here at the end. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. My mouth getting dry. Forgot to even drink. Wet down the vocal cords here. Amen. All right. Here you go.
Those that died in the faith could only see, but far away, the promise made, oh, they embraced. And now, praise God, it is taking place. And blessed are our eyes they see, and blessed are our ears they hear, united in walking in the glory of this last trump sound, giving witness we're the wife of the Lamb. Oh, blessed are our eyes they see, and blessed are our ears they hear. Lord, with an understanding heart, we plainly declare the promise of God is now here. Oh, blessed are our eyes they see, and blessed are our ears they hear. Lord, with an understanding heart, we plainly declare the promise of God is now here. Now everything has fled away, But this short work of the twinkling of an eye has remained the promise made that we've embraced is taking place in this moment God has gave. And blessed are us they see, and blessed our ears they hear, united in walking in the glory of this last trump sound, giving witness we're the wife of the Lamb. Oh, blessed are us they see, and blessed our ears they hear, Lord, with an understanding heart, we plainly declare the promise of God is now here. Now everything has fled away, but this short work of the twinkling of an eye has remained. The promise made that we've embraced is taking place in this moment God has gave. And blessed are us they see, and blessed our ears they hear, united in walking in the glory of this last trump sound, giving witness we're the wife of the Lamb. Oh, blessed are us they see, and blessed our ears they hear, Lord, with an understanding heart, we plainly declare the promise of God is now here. Lord, with an understanding heart, we plainly declare the promise of God is now here. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Do you love him now? Amen. Amen. That's a beautiful song that went perfectly with the message today. So we just praise God for all the good things that he provided for. Amen. So we'll consider ourselves dismissed this time, and may God richly bless us all. Amen. Amen.